Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Before we get to the drive, we need to share the laugh. That is Brian Hoyer. We love him. He's quickly become one of our favorite guests any season, any sport, and he is a good sport. He both texted Dan Ball and tweeted at me individually and the show, is the S word not allowed? Question mark, question mark, question mark?
Well, it's allowed, but it's just frowned upon.
Oh, I think the FCC does not allow it.
Well, the FCC doesn't allow it. We can allow it, then we just have to get rid of it.
Yeah, I mean, if we actually aired
because
it.
Because it's not allowed.
We could be fanned, yeah.
Okay, so if there's no drinking in my house, if you walk in with beer, like, it's not allowed.
Yeah, you'd
it's not
have to leave,
upon,
or you'd take the beer from me.
Right, okay, so
we
that's
had to
how that
take
works.
The word from him.
Right.
In post, as they say.
Right.
Thankfully, I alerted Stiz as well, because otherwise, everybody may have shared.
Oh, he was mid-conversation in the producer's box. We were 1 second away from finding out. What do they say? Fafo, Stiz? Futs around and find out?
That's right, baby.
We were close. But, so Brian Hoyer has
good
learned
job.
Something. And I do think there's a little irony, Mr. Hoyer, in that I believe within one sentence, you were like, I'm a media guy now, so I know these things. I like to hype bleep up. Well,
good.
You need to know the rules of the place, your podcast. If it's just a podcast, you can say the S word.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going to air on NBC right. Sports Boston, technically, you can swear on that channel, but they don't really allow it because they are not an over-the-air channel because it's cable. You can swear.
It's a boutique regional channel.
So there's a lot of stuff going on. It's safer to not, but yes, you can say like ass. Like that's a word that we're allowed to say. I think.
Right. Here?
I hope so.
As in you're being an ass.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, as long as it's not a physically descriptive.
I can't tell you to kiss anything.
Or shove something anywhere.
Yeah, none of that.
Or eat a bag of.
When does Stiz pop his head over and go, okay, can we move on now? We've said enough.
We also learned from Brian last week that you can't spell the S word either. That is also not allowed.
Is that definitely not allowed? Because I wasn't sure on that one.
Oh, I actually don't know. You said it confidently, so I believed you.
Yeah, I think you're not allowed to spell it. Because then we could all spell, Lord knows what we could spell on the air. And it would just go.
We could be like, blank, 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 K Adams is fabulous.
Hey, don't we have a segment to get to?
You're right. It is 5:04:01. It's time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
Top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
Also a little hurtful, I just found out Brian Hoyer didn't previously follow me on Twitter.
Oh, things you hate to see.
But he does now. Need to bring it up at some point. I did hear through the grapevine that he had like a long-term grudge against me because something I said when he was still a player.
No. What? Come on.
What'd you say?
I don't know. Maybe he'll tell us next Tuesday at 2:30.
The third time's not going to be the charm to bring Hoyer back.
Maybe. We can get into that later. But I love him. As a radio guest, he is the greatest. And he's entertaining and informative and everything.
How about as a player?
No, a great career.
a great career.
There are few people who have maximized their career like Brian Hoyer. No, I'm being dead serious. I don't know why you're laughing. Why are you laughing back there, Dan?
I asked you how good of a player he was.
He played in the National Football League.
For 14 years, bro.
And could have played Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. Maybe. I may be reading into that.
Well, that's it.
Did he unfollow me yet?
I like Will Middlebrooks more than Brian Hoyer because I didn't get the follow.
But no, he had a great career. Like, I always remind everybody that I hate when people diminish professionals. Like, this guy's trash. No, he was great in college. About? He was the greatest that ever came out of his hometown. Uh-huh. He was great in high school. Nobody who makes it to the pros is trash.
What? Hold on. The guy was good enough. It wasn't just all under watch of Tom Brady or Bill Belichick or Josh McDaniels. He played for 14 years. People forget in 2013, the Cleveland Browns team that he was on, where he was the starter, where he sadly tore his ACL running a ball on a bootleg out of bounds to the right, they had a winning record. I think they were like 4-1 at the time. That was a very good team. But you don't hang around the NFL for 14 years. No. By accident.
No, you don't. So, yes, he had a very good career, Dan Ball, as a undrafted quarterback out of Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, he's done great for himself. And I will tell you, and this is 100% honest, he is the Drake May of the media. The growth and entertainment value and evolution has been so quick. And a lot of guys can't do it. Not every expatriate who goes into the media is informative and funny, and you like listening to them. You're like, oh.
Want to power rank your favorite expats in the media?
Not now. No? Not now. That we could save that for now. Ted Johnson, number one. But Brian has
had. Are you out of your mind?
He's had a Drake May-like evolution and growth. I think he's light years better than he was a year ago, and even light years better than he was like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, he's great.
He is awesome. Anyway, it's time for the drive. And speaking of Brian Hoyer, he had his top five NFL quarterbacks right now. So let's hear those. We're going to analyze his, and then we're going to bring ours to the table. Roll it, Stiz.
I did send this in, so I'm pulling up just to make sure I stick with it because it was very hard to do. I have Mahomes, Stafford, Dak Prescott, Drake May, and Josh Allen. And honestly, it was hard to leave out Baker Mayfield, but maybe I'm just having residual effects from the game last night. Mm-hmm. It was hard, honestly, to leave out Daniel Jones and Jared Goff. And so that's what I went with. Drake, to me, has been consistent enough and has shown enough to garner being in the top five when we're just considering what's going on this year. It was tough to name those five because there's a lot of good quarterback play in the NFL right now. Look, I'm in the media now, so I'm all about hyping up.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I'm learning I'm that you can't about. Say that word on the radio.
What he needs is his new filler for it. He needs to, like, he needs his his ish, if you will.
Sugar, honey, ice. I don't even know if I can do that.
Iced tea? Stuff. Sugar, honey, iced tea?
Apparently we'll finish it.
Okay.
Or we do what Ty Law does, like what Greg does with Ty Law. Every time he does accidentally swear, he has to donate like $20 to charity.
Oh, okay. We can do that. But Hoyer's too smart for that. Now that he knows the rule, he won't slip up. He will not slip up. Springer? If we get Jeremy Springer on board, I think we could lure Jeremy Springer into it maybe once a week and getting him to donate to the Jimmy Fund or something like that.
I think it should be a rule for all our guests. We'll have to like pick a charity, and anytime one of our guests accidentally swears, $20 to our charity.
Mm-hmm.
What's I like that charity? It. I don't You're know how we Adams can fund? Force our guests yes. into doing it. But so his top five quarterbacks list and the guys he said were tough to leave off were basically very similar to our top five lists.
Little recency bias with Baker.
And I actually, he talked me into Dak Prescott. I changed it. I had Baker. I changed it because of him.
So we didn't earlier?
What?
I had Dak Prescott on the list.
I wanted to listen to an expert. I heard you earlier, and then
I heard an expert.
Yeah, he's
got to respect the opinion for him to change it.
Oh, right. Okay, that's right.
So
okay.
I've landed on mine. I want a refresher on yours.
S-H-I.
Nope. So I went with Drake May, Jared Goff, Matthew Stafford, Dak Prescott, and Patrick Mahomes. What were yours?
Jared Goff, Dak Prescott, Drake May, Patrick Mahomes, and there was a fifth guy.
Glad you put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah, there was definitely a fifth guy in there.
And he had Josh Allen, which normally I would have Josh Allen.
I had Allen 6 or 7.
But if you're going to take Baker off for last night's recency bias, mm-hmm. I got to take Allen off for the pre-buy effort that had 2 interceptions. He had that weird flip where he was getting too cute with the ball. He hasn't played great the last couple weeks, Josh Allen. So that's where you get into that weirdness. Like I said, if we're just giving career achievement awards, mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson's on there. Lamar Jackson is
on there. If you're giving when healthy, you're the best quarterback in the NFL, yes. Then Joe Burrow's on there.
Yes, but at least Joe Burrow didn't really put up numbers this year. Like, Lamar Jackson was awesome. It's his defense that sucked. Mm-hmm. He had to be awesome. He set some record for most points scored in the first four games of a season and still only having one win or some SID stat. Mm-hmm. I almost said the S word.
See,
Hoyer's got us thinking that S word, baby.
Thanks, Hoyer.
Appreciate it. But this is obviously going to be a fluid situation, and the most easily bumpable is Drake May. Drake May is going to be the first guy bumped if you include him in this list. Because he's young.
Because he's young, but B, if what could potentially happen Sunday happens, all of a sudden everyone's going to go back to those other games and go, Stafford was the fifth. Oh, Paper Tiger. Oh, I see it. Yeah, he's a front runner. He's not quite there yet.
My guess is he gets bumped as of Sunday. Whether they win or lose, it's not going to be as efficient and as pretty effective.
But what if it is? Again, I'd like to remind you, in 2021, Mac Jones lit up the Browns.
Then but this is a good Browns defense. I think this is a better Browns defense.
You had most of the same guys.
But isn't this
for
the number
Mason
one defense?
Graham. They are. They were a top five defense back then, too.
Yeah, but number one is better than top five. So this is a better defense.
No wonder why I sleep so well at the end of these shows.
If he does it this week, mm-hmm. then I'm serious about get the crappy statue down that's there at Gillette and build another one.
Oh,
because this is going to get even sillier by the week if he starts doing this against. Because then what's the argument
against
him?
When does he get the Nobel Peace Prize from you?
They just gave him out, so I think he
has to wait
a year.
Another year, okay.
Because he was in line for the chemistry, the biology, and the Peace Prize.
Yep.
And the economics one was that cockamamie one that went to the Brown people. I didn't even understand it.
The university.
Yeah, Brown University.
Yes.
There were like three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a bit of a gift, I thought, a career achievement award. I'm not sure they deserved it for this specific event. But he's going to be the first one out because he's the easiest to pull out, right? Like he's the youngest, and he hasn't done it for a period of time like every one of these guys. Even Baker. I think the thing you hold against Baker is the past failures, but for the last year plus, he's been among the best quarterbacks in football.
Oh, my God. He was the MVP front runner prior to last night. Now he dropped to fourth. Mahomes rocketed to one. Josh Allen still at two, but your boy Drake is sitting at number three.
Do you know the 781 said Andy Hart has the worst takes? So now my worst takes are Drake May is a top five quarterback. That proves you people are never happy.
I don't think it's that take specifically.
Oh, which one is it? That you're not allowed to swear on the radio?
I don't know. There's a lot to choose from.
It is truly. It is like a whole, you know what it is? It's like a Whole Foods buffet. You walk in and you're like, oh my God, do you have one long tray of warm foods? Oh no, there's five of them.
Yeah, the Patriots or the Celtics are going to be a top three team because Jalen Brown's going to score 30 a night.
Right,
you know,
let's trade Ramondre for Derrick Henry.
35, actually. He's going to lead the league in scoring and be a first team.
Of course, I go to Shaw's.
All NBA. So the Drake May experience continues Sunday. The Browns, could he get bumped out of the top five? Sure. Or how about we flip the script? Like you said, what if he just completes, 78% of his passes, has three touchdowns?
How about 17 for 26, like 64% of his passes, two touchdowns and a pick, and a 10-point win?
I don't love the pick.
Hey, that's okay. It's going to happen. First of all, if it's going to happen, it's probably going to happen when he inadvertently backfoots one because Myles Garrett picks up Will Campbell and drops him on Drake.
So
May.
I don't want to give you an insight into my search history on my gambling app, but I actually went there.
Addiction. It's real.
They did not have the interception props up today because I was thinking of taking the over.
Can I tell you also? They didn't have it on all the apps I checked either.
Yeah, because I definitely
I'm betting
think
the over
on the pick. Because they can still win, and he can still have a fine game.
Right.
But
they should have won the game where they turned the ball over six times. They still should have won it.
I'm with you, like, the combination of coverage and pass rush against. And I heard somebody talking about how the Browns are moving Myles Garrett around to, quote, feast on mismatches. And I was like, oh, no. Ted Johnson used the word feast, too, when he saw two rookies on one side. And I saw Jared Wilson last week.
He's going to move to the interior. So I wonder if this is – what do you do? Do you have – let's see. Who's the best – which back, Ramondre is going to end up with a face full of Myles Garrett a number of times.
Could end up with, like, being a speed bump. Myles Garrett could kill Ramondre Stevenson.
After Jared Wilson. No, after he plows through Jared Wilson.
Sometimes Jared Wilson just whiffs. And if he whiffs on Myles Garrett, that's a lot to ask.
Yeah, Westover's not getting the job done.
Okay, so Patriots, we'll put that on the back burner. Patriots-Browns Sunday, we'll turn the page a little bit there. Hopefully we'll have a build-up segment beginning with Ted Johnson tomorrow if he's feeling a little bit better. Brad Marchand returns to the Garden tonight against your Boston Bruins as a member of the Florida Panthers, the world champions, the Stanley Cup champions. And Brad Marchand, are you going to boo him? No, I saw your votes. Apparently like 87% of you have gone soft and are going to cheer for Brad Marchand, even though he's in a Panthers uniform. But somewhere, Stiz and I will be in front of our TV, right, Stiz, booing the hell out of him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You know what? But that makes you guys, far be it from me to judge someone else's fanaticism, but that makes you guys bad fans if you boo him before he starts the game and the puck drops.
Now that makes me a passionate Bruins fan.
Now that makes
that
you.
That means the spoke be for life.
Go USA, boys.
Wait, hold on. Why did it have to have that urban swag to it?
I don't know, but I was going to throw to Stiz because he has a clip of David Pastrnak, but Stiz is talking on the phone right now, answering phone calls, 617-779-7937. David Pastrnak had some thoughts on his former teammate returning to Boston.
But yeah, definitely going to be weird, probably when we get home tomorrow. Started thinking, it's been a long time brewing, so pretty sure it's gonna be special and hard at the same time for him, but we have other stuff to worry about. So it'll be definitely good to see him back, but at the same time, you have to maintain your focus.
He chirps everybody. Do you think he'll chirp his old teammates?
Oh, yeah. He's for sure going to be all over. It's going to run his mouth. And yeah, can't wait for the matchup. It'd be really fun. And maybe he will be too nice. We'll see.
So what does he do? Does he skate by some of his friends and just go like, oh, if only you guys were good enough to get traded, win a Stanley Cup.
Oh, that would not be nice.
That'd be funny, though.
I think he'll chirp.
He's a gamesman.
My question is, and Dan Ball, I'd like your opinion, because you're the hockey guy around here, fresh off of 3 Quinnipiac games over the weekend.
That's right, where I wasn't loud enough. What do you got?
You were not loud enough on my Nesson. Could have been an audio problem for Nesson. They have a lot of issues when I listen to
usually a Dan Ball problem, but what you got?
Great story.
Is there any chance of anything physical happening?
As in like a fight?
I won't say a fight, but more
a scrum, a scrap?
Something non-friendly, something non-silly. Like
cross-check, little tune-up?
Maybe like a legit face wash or whatever. Any chance?
There's a chance for anything. I don't think he's going to do anything like that. I do think he's scoring, though. I think he's absolutely scoring, and I think his team wins pretty handily tonight.
What do we have? Do we have any latest odds from, we'll say, like, I don't know, FanDuel as to the odds for an anytime goal?
Last I checked was plus 165.
That's he's not so bad. Full of crap. He said last he checked, I think last
he bet. Yeah, exactly.
It was plus 165.
He threw a 20 on it.
I'll show you the receipts.
You haven't? Have you bet already?
No, I wait until after the show.
Oh, okay. Wow, this segment took a turn. He's taken the over on interceptions. You're taking an anytime goal from
and the Panthers puck line.
And the Panthers can't even do it in.
I think they win like 5-1 tonight.
What's
I
the
think
puck
they're
line?
Stop
1.5.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
This is a Swayman 5 goals allowed game.
I just see no. I think the Panthers are the kind of team that are going to back their guy tonight, and I just don't see the Bruins having enough juice to be able to keep up.
Oh, this is taking a negative turn. We're cheering.
Do you disagree?
No, not really.
Did you? Yeah. Aha. Oh, isn't it funny, Mr. The Truth Never Hurts?
Yeah, so you know when people say, oh, you guys talk too much Patriots? Maybe it's because the Patriots are the fun, successful, good team right now.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a lot more fun to talk about number one seeds and division titles than it is to talk about former captains and Hall of Fame players returning to wipe the ice with the Bruins tonight.
So the Celtics return tomorrow night. They tip off the NBA season.
Yeah, without their best player.
The NBA season. Well, we may as well just fold up the tent until January when he comes back, or Christmas, or maybe just after Thanksgiving. Point being, where do you think the Celtics will gradually, like, where will they fit in the hierarchy of Boston sports? Like, Patriots are the hottest team in town.
Yes.
Do the Celtics have a chance to be, like, number two at our emotional power rankings?
They have an absolute chance to be number two. But they need to secure that chance. I mean, we'll get into it more tomorrow. It is the season opener for the Boston Celtics.
Two games tonight.
I think they're going to have to earn it. It is not going to be given to them. Like, there's a lot to prove for Jaylen Brown. First of all, is Jaylen Brown healthy? Or is this hamstring thing what Ted alluded to? Is it coming off a long training camp? Is he, you know, already feeling the effects of trying to run the court a little too much under this run-and-gun Joe Mazzulla, New Age, Boston Celtics. But, yeah, they got to win games. People are not just going to allow them to kind of slug through and be like, oh, I feel bad for you. You don't have Tatum, a Porzingis. I'll give you pity attention.
Yeah, no. I'm worried. Heck, are you kidding me? I mean, if we don't have JB, forget it. We don't have a chance.
I still can't believe he said that. As a noted JB critic and hater, to acknowledge that without JB,
well, a lot
they
of that's
do
just because he wants to give
chance.
You a hard time.
Yeah, I know. 617-779-7937. All the phone calls Stiz took while he was supposed to be playing audio. Let's go to Steve in the truck. What's up, Steve?
Gentlemen, explain to me why Cleveland is the best defense when, first of all, the Patriots have less points scored upon them and a better point differential, and there's about four other teams in the AFC in the same position. So how are they the best defense when they've given up more points and they have a worse point differential?
Thanks for the call, Steve. The NFL, the number one defense is based on yards. It is stupid. I acknowledge it, Steve. It is stupid. It is totally based on yards because, I don't know, that's how they've done it for 50, 60, 70 years. And yards are not really a good indicator of a good defense. It just isn't. Turnovers, points allowed, red zone,
right
third
here.
Down, they're all better.
Bam. Top rated overall NFL defense. Number one, the Cleveland Browns. Oh, guess who's number two?
The Broncos. Falcons. Who?
Falcons, the opponent the next week. And that's just overall. Passing defense, stingiest defense, only 140 yards a game. Falcons. Browns third, only 170 yards allowed. Rushing yards allowed. Bam. Where are the Browns? Number four, 80 yards a game.
Bam, where are the Browns?
I mean, scoring defense. Bam, where are the Browns? Whoa, they are definitely further down there. They've given up 217 points.
I believe that's what Steve was alluding to.
That is definitely what he was alluding to, but they're still, like, they're legit.
Are we sure they gave up all those points? Because that's points scored against them.
Yeah, how many of those were pick sixes? How many of those were fumbles?
Or just bad spots, or they got worn down late in the game. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Paulie in Dedham. What's up, Paulie?
Hey, Andy, you're singing my song a couple of minutes ago, but first I want to say real quick that in two shakes of a lamb's tail, I trade Charlie McAvoy for some real scoring punch, a young, tough, forward. I would absolutely do it in a heartbeat.
You're singing my song, Paulie.
He's not playing good enough defense. He's not playing good enough defense, and he's not scoring enough. I'd move him, get some scoring punch, and then get some more firepower up front. Something's going to be there. It's going to be good. All right. Anyway, Andy, I'm with you 110%. I've been all over this for a couple of days now. They need a guy. I was texting a big dog in the business. During the game on Sunday, and I said, we need a left guard. I said, I've seen enough. I said it to him. I texted him on Saturday night, and again, I texted him during the game on Sunday. I said, that's it. I'm telling you again, we need a left guard. I'd be at least rotating Brownie in there, keeping fresh legs in there, and maybe doing something, but having a running back behind them. That's what they're going to be attacking. They're going to be stunting and blitzing. And they're doing everything to get through that, the middle left side of that line. That's what's going to happen.
Thanks for the call, Paulie. I do think they're going to target Jared Wilson and that left side of the line, but I think he is the weaker part of that left side of the line.
What about Morgan Moses? Like, are you if you're the Browns, are you trying to get around Morgan Moses or Will Campbell?
Will Campbell. I'm targeting that side. I'll see what they can do. Because I think on that side, you can win physically or you can win mentally or you can win both. And that's a combo that can lead to a series of problems for the offensive line that will be facing its greatest test of the season against the number one ranked Browns defense and Myles Garrett, who, if you Google him and look at the images, dude is yoked. If you want to see a player that could scare the hell out of any offense, any left tackle.
Myles Garrett?
Yes.
That body doesn't make sense.
It is ridiculous. That's a man I would not want chasing me. And Drake May, well, that's a man that
good luck
chasing you on Sunday at Gillette. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to play a little game. It's very similar to the porridge game that we played, but it's about the teams in the NFL with two losses or less. Yes, your Patriots are in that group. Are the Patriots better than, less than, or equal to those other two loss or better football teams? We'll do that next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, and for the final time today, Dan Ball, tell me what's trending.
This porridge is too cold.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.